Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for holding and welcome to KPN's Q3 press call. At this moment, all participants are in listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. I would now like to hand over the conference to Mr. Massimo Ibarra. Go ahead, please, sir.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome on this call. I'm here with Jan Kees, our CFO, to briefly walk you through our business and financial performance during the third quarter of 2018. Overall, we achieved a solid set of results in the third quarter and are well on track to deliver on our full-year outlook. The three main takeaways from the past quarter are, number one, our customer-centric approach is delivering results, leading to record high customer satisfaction scores in consumer and business, the NPS. Second, our focus on value and convergence is delivering growth in our fixed mobile customer base and our KPN One base. Third, our third quarter EBITDA was flat when correcting from the impact of the collective labor agreement. I will come back to that later. Let's now look at the operational performance of the consumer segment in the quarter. The Dutch mobile market remained quite competitive, especially in the no-frills and prepaid segments of the mobile-only market. This is primarily reflected in the mobile postpaid customer base development over the quarter at our Telfort and Simyo brands. In this environment, our focus is on the high-value KPN brand and on offering consumers a combination of fixed and mobile services, which increases customer satisfaction and drives customer loyalty. This approach has served us well. The KPN brand is performing solidly, and we again grew our fixed mobile customer base in the quarter, thereby strengthening our position as a leading converged operator in the Netherlands. The number of postpaid customers in a fixed mobile proposition increased by 53,000 during the quarter, passing the 2 million milestone, or 56% of the postpaid customer base across all brands. For the KPN brand alone, this percentage amounts to 68%, up from 62% a year ago. In broadband, we completed the migration of Edutel customers to the KPN brand, but this also led to a slight decline of our customer base of approximately 2,000 customers during the third quarter. We grew our IPTV customer base by 10,000 customers, and importantly, customer satisfaction in consumer reached a record high NPS of +17 in the third quarter. Now let's look at the business segment. The transformation in business continues to take shape. We continued to migrate customers to standardized and integrated solutions, adding 37,000 customers to our integrated solution for SME customers, KPN One. This has led to reduced exposure to declining traditional single-play services and provides increased opportunities for up and cross-sell of additional IT services such as workspace, cloud, and security services. We have recorded a first-time positive Net Promoter Score for business of +1, and I'm proud that the work we have put into turning this segment around is now recognized by our customers. They value our simplified and standardized product portfolio. Turning to the financials now. Overall, adjusted revenues in the third quarter were down 1.6%. Growth in consumer residential, driven by higher ARPU per household and growth in professional services and business, was offset by ongoing pressure in mobile and lower wholesale revenues. The impact from regulation in mobile in the third quarter was limited to only the first part of July. The effect on total revenues was approximately 4 million euros. When excluding this, adjusted revenues declined 1.3% year-on-year. Adjusted revenues in consumer declined 0.6% year-on-year, fully driven by the effect of lower termination rates and the lower base of mobile-only customers. In business, and after a quarter of revenue growth in Q2, adjusted revenues declined again in the third quarter. This was driven by lower revenues from traditional single-play services. We already indicated last quarter that while the performance in business was improving, we were not yet at the inflection point. That said, the trend continues to improve with a decline of -1.7% for the first 9 months. Adjusted EBITDA for the third quarter was down 1.2% year-on-year. This was impacted by a new collective labor agreement for our employees, which means we provided a wage increase with retrospect as of 1st of January 2018. We recorded a full 10 million euros impact for the first 9 months in our Q3 results, but 7 million of this relates to the first half of the year. Excluding this impact, adjusted EBITDA would have been flat year on year. Free cash flow grew almost 70 million euros year to date. Growth was mainly driven by less cash interest paid, less impact from changing working capital, and higher EBITDA. Net profit amounted to 90 million euros in the third quarter. That's 9.5% lower year on year. Our simplification program has delivered about 190 million euros in structural savings by the end of the third quarter. Given these results, we are on track to deliver on our outlook for 2018. We expect adjusted EBITDA to be in line with 2017, and our free cash flow, excluding the dividend in Telefónica Deutschland, to grow to about 800 million euros from 730 million euros in 2017. Thank you all. We will now take your questions.
Ladies and gentlemen, as said, we will start the question and answer session now. To be registered for the question and answer queue, please press star 1. Your questions will be answered in the order that they are received. So star 1 for your question or remark. Go ahead, please. The first question is coming from Julian van der Most. Anpe, go ahead, please.
Yes, good morning. I was wondering, if, like, the revenues are still going down, and can you tell us a little bit what you intend to do to get the revenues up again? Maybe like extra cost cuts or something like that?
Yeah, thanks for your question. In terms of revenues, you have to consider in the two different segments. Of course, there are two different situations. In the B2B, as already mentioned, the trajectory is positive. The year-to-date performance of the B2B on a year-on-year basis is improving vis-a-vis 2017. So in the quarter, of course, in the third quarter, as you know, the B2B segment is more volatile. In some quarters, you have more no-service revenues like hardware sales. In some other quarters, you have less. So that's why it is not correct to look into one quarter only. It's always good to see the long-term trend, which is positive. And we will, of course, accelerate that positive trend moving forward. Our intention is to do that in all the different sub-segments of the B2B. In the B2C area, we are doing well in the convergence segment, which is the most valuable segment for the consumer. That is absolutely in line with our household strategy. We are keep adding net adds. In the mobile, you know, the competitive landscape is not particularly easy. So that's why we also there trying to enhance our value strategy. And the value strategy is mainly on the KPN brand. Of course, the broadband remains important. In the previous quarters, there have been a small, slight drop in the number of net adds, but the underlying trend is improving. When it comes to costs, this was, let me say, the second part of your question, we are on track on our simplification programs. We are, of course, enhancing the digitalization and the simplification of the company, and this will lead to, of course, an improving setup of our cost structure. That will continue, and our intention is to accelerate on that track as well.
Ah, okay. But to follow up on that, there are, like, is already speculation in the market about, like, extra cost cuts and extra job, even job cuts. So I was wondering what your comment would be on that.
Yeah, I read all these speculations, but as you said, they're speculations. I mean, what we are doing is exactly consistent with what the company has been doing over the last years, which is really working on simplifying the company as much as possible, digitalizing all our processes. This will bring us two important results. The first one is that we are going to have better products, better services, and the second one is that we are going to be more efficient. So as a consequence of that, the number of FTEs will decrease. But that is, again, consistent to what has been done by the company in the last 2 years. Of course, we are going to keep doing that because it's important. We have the digitalization track that is one of the most important goals of our company moving forward. And again, as a consequence of that, there will be a consistent decrease in the number of FTEs. But nothing different from what the company has been doing over the last 2 years.
Okay, but that you're saying that there you will announce an extra job cuts.
Look, the job cut in itself is not itself a goal. I mean, we are not looking for that as a goal. The goal is simplifying the company. The goal is increasing the digitalization of our company. So that is strategic. And again, of course, that will bring some additional efficiencies. We need to be, in any case, a company with a very effective and efficient operating model. Again, just because we need to increase our satisfaction of the customers, we need to improve the quality of the products that we have, we need to increase the time to market, being the market particularly complex. And again, in doing that, our processes are going to be simplified. And as in any other industry, this digitalization will bring to a reduction of FTEs. But again, this is absolutely consistent to what the company has been doing in the past. Nothing different than that.
Okay, but can you, are you referring then to, the lowering of the amount of FTEs, which you already announced, or are you, referring to extra job cuts which will be announced, maybe in the next coming months?
Yeah, you know, we are now going to have, at the end of November, our Capital Markets Day. It's exactly there where we are going to articulate better the way we would like to manage the upgrade and update of our strategy for the next 3 years. So that is where we are going to provide more details about that.
Okay.
But again, the job cut in itself is not a goal. The goal is keep our track and keep doing as much as we can in order to have a very digitalized company. That is what we need in order to have the right cost structure and, again, to have the best front-end product that we can offer to our customers. This is our main goal.
Okay, thank you.
The next question comes from Ms. Sandra Althorn, Financiële Dagblad. Go ahead, please.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my question. I want to begin with a follow-up on the previous question. KPN has given an outlook on how much cost it wants to cut. Is it in November that we're also going to get a new goal for this?
Yeah, in our Capital Markets Day, we will give an outlook on our efficiency programs.
Okay. Another question I have is about the KPN brand in the mobile market. You were talking about a very competitive market and focus on the KPN brand. You're saying it's performing solidly, but you've lost, the press release says you lost 1,000 customers. How should I interpret this?
Yeah, I mean, 1,000 customers lost in, the customer base of KPN is a very small number. I will not take that as a reference for the performance in the customer base of our most important brand, the KPN one. So this is just a very small decrease in the customer base is 1,000, but this is not indicating any underlying trend.
Okay. Also, I was wondering, you're saying Telford and Simyo, the cheaper brands. What are you doing with them? Because it sounds like all the effort is going to KPN, to the KPN brand. What are you doing with them? How long are they going to be around?
So your question is about our brand strategy.
Yeah.
I think that our brands are doing well in their segments. You know very well that Simio, Telford are competing in a different segment than the KPN brand. So we have a very well segmented strategy. The no-frills segment is very different from the value segment. We will, of course, give also here more details about our branding strategy in the Capital Markets Day. But what I can tell you for the moment is that they are, of course, competing in two different segments with different dynamics, different complexities, and again, completely different competitive landscape. What I can also tell you is that our main strategy is to focus more and more on the value segments and in the convergence strategy, which is there where the value will come now and in the future.
Thank you. Those are my questions.
The next question comes from Ellen Proper, Bloomberg. Go ahead, please.
Yes, thank you. I was just wondering if you could remind us what the current cost-cutting goal is and until which date. Is it till the end of 2018 that the current cost-cutting goal was in place, and is it thereby logical that we can expect an update on the efficiency program this November?
Yeah, so our current cost goal is at least €350 million for the current three-year program. That is 17, 18, and 19. So we're just a bit over half of that program. At the moment, we have hit the €190 million target. There's some seasonality always in, because when the legacy systems are decommissioned and accounted for, then only then we can take into the cost savings, the run rate cost savings into account. So we are on track of the 350 run rate savings at the end of next year. At the Capital Markets Day, we will update on a program and also give a longer term outlook, because then, of course, the simplification program only has 1 year, a bit more than 1 year extra. So it's logical that we will indicate a longer term outlook as for the cost savings, because the cost savings has been very value accretive for KPN until so far.
Okay, and just a follow-up question. How many full-time jobs have been cut during this efficiency program from 2017 till the end of 2019?
Well, there has been a lot of fluctuation. So we have people extra in the company, people out of the company. As a net result, is reduced, but much less than the cost cutting indicates, because we also have sometimes insourced again and then reduced the cost spent allocated in other locations or with suppliers. We have reduced it as well. So as a net result, actually the FTE numbers are somewhat lower than you would expect from the actual cost savings, which is actually a positive, of course, because we also have been doing more efficient things, with, of course, as a net result, less people, but especially lower cost, significantly lower cost. And it's very difficult to calculate the number. You can see in our disclosures how many FTEs we have, but we have a lot of different FTE type of buckets. So they're somewhat lower, but it's much less than you would expect on the basis of the cost savings, because the cost savings are even larger than that.
Okay, thank you so much.
Ladies and gentlemen, for any additional question or remark, please press star 1. Star 1 for your question or remark. Mr. Ibarra, it seems to be no further questions.
Yeah, if there are no further questions, thank you all for joining us and have a very nice day. Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes KPN's Q3 results press call. Thank you for attending. You may now disconnect your line. Have a nice day.